This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Welcome to the Aftermath Show. Jamie is currently on his way back to Spain, so he will be here hopefully by the end of the show for you to get your views and comments into him. Get stuck in. Obviously, Watford, we beat them 2-0. We'll get into more of the interesting stuff about that after the intro, but we'll get stuck in to the show. Make sure you get your comments in. Let's go.
The Leicester City machine is on the march again.
Leicester Fan TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views live. Thanks to our sponsors, Evrods, Follow Blinds, Pocket Pies, Pincar Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Fox's Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, morning all for Sunday morning. Obviously, great to be back to winning ways, of course. And make sure to follow all the socials for Leicester Fan TV. As we get stuck into the show, then we'll get a few comments in to start with. Nick, morning. How are you doing? Chris Wall, morning. Nicholas says, good morning. What can you say? It is what it is, isn't it? And like Mark says, next comment. It was easy. 34 shots, 8 on target, 635 passes and 64% possession. Yeah. And it took us 75 minutes to score. But we scored, and that's the game plan, isn't it? We scored late on. Everyone's saying that that's how we're meant to be doing it at the moment. I probably say that it's not the greatest move to wait until the last minutes to score. But we won the game. It was a domination, I will say that. Watford were awful, and we managed to get through the game, even though Vardy missed 2 absolute sitters. But we'll talk about that later in the show. Peter, welcome. Neil, where's Jamie today? He's literally travelling back to Spain as we speak, so he said he will try and join from the airport today when he gets a bit of time, hopefully. Carl, morning mate. Bolted yesterday, but a great 3 points. It was. It absolutely was. Ian, the Super Fox, mourning or moaning again. I don't get why I'm getting called the moaner. It's called criticism. Stephen, another boring game. I will probably say it was a pretty dull game to be for most people. And I will point out that a lot of fans in that ground before we scored, everyone was getting on the players' back a bit because of how slow the play was building up at times. And that's just how we are playing. That's just how we want to play. So I wasn't moaning. I was just saying that even if we sped the game up a tiniest bit, when it comes to the attacking third, we'd probably have a few more chances on goal. Tom, good morning. Joseph, walk in the park. Again, I agree with that. I think there was nothing wrong with the game yesterday. It was just, we just waited to be patient to score, and we finally did. Terry says, dual game, but the best ref all season. Completely agreed. He was absolutely spot on with most challenges, most decisions, most yellow cards, bookings and everything. So, fair enough. Even the Vardy booking for kicking the ball out. I don't think he meant to kick the ball out as much as he did, but it's a fair booking. So, fair enough to the ref, and he's done well. Williams says, must learn to play from the back, out from the back. Yes, we should, and that's how we've been doing it. So, I'm not gonna complain about not booting the ball up more, because I think yesterday we booted the ball up and made it a bit more Route 1 football quite a bit yesterday, which was I was happy to see. Don't get me wrong, it didn't work, but at times we did use Faze and Suter to put the ball over the top a bit more, and it kind of gave Watford a different challenge in a way. Peter says, tell Jamie I'm in a spy lounge at the airport. I would tell him. Hopefully he knows, but at the moment he's probably going through security and all that, so it is what it is. William says, walking football. I think I saw a comment here. Nick says, we're 3 points clear of second and 10 points clear of third. There should be no moaning today, really. Well, we can talk about the game, can't we? We can talk about the game. Even if we won, there were still bits there we could improve on. There's like you say, there's always times where we're never 100%. So I'm just waiting to get to the point where we are top form. So there's still a few things we could learn from yesterday, and hopefully we can improve going into the Wednesday game on Wednesday. David says we're staying up. Yeah, of course we are. Andy Medhurst says 3 points is 3 points, but first off was such a bore fest. Completely agreed with you, mate. I went down at half time and I was like, this feels like the same as a lot of games at the moment. Just not getting enough shots on target. But again, the game plan is to wear them out and score late on. So I'm not going to be opposed to that at all. Only last but more comments before we do bring the first guest on. Carlos says, game was slow. How long's Winks out for? He's only out last game, mate. He's back for the Sheffield Wednesday game. He was only out for the Watford game because of a booking suspension. And then the last comment is Peter saying, straight back up Leicester City, of course. Right, we'll bring in Jono for this part of the show. Jono, welcome, mate. Appreciate you coming on. What's your kind of take on this Watford game then? Because after the last two games of defeats against Leeds and Middlesbrough, it was time to change the fortune again, wasn't it? And get back to winning ways.
Yeah, very cautious. I think I didn't think we would go all out on them to begin with, because we lost two defeats in a row, back off the international break. So take it nice and easy, but tell you what, as soon as Vardy came on, we were a different team. It wasn't just his threats, it was his ability to press players, tackle, win possession. That's the difference between, Chris Wall said, not international good enough. That's the difference between Nacho and Vardy. The temper of the game was completely changed.
See, this is the difference because we all said in the car, me, Sam, Jake and all that, said that when it's whoever comes on off the bench, the striker position, always seems to be the one that does better. So Iheanacho yesterday was very, very average. And he just didn't look like he was a threat. And the moment Vardy and both Fatu came on, because Fatu for me as well really impacted the game, how J- just direct he was. He is a different style to what McAteer is. So, but Vardy came on and he had two chances within the first 5-10 minutes. Yes, he missed both of them, but then you knew after he missed that absolute sitter, he was going to score either way because he didn't want to miss that and not have another chance.
He was confident he was going to score. That's why it's frustrating him. That's why, you know, he pushed himself in the face because he knew he could score. And when he scored the first goal, I knew we were going to win this because it was just, he was just like a man possessed, wasn't he? He was just determined to win. And I got a bit maybe controversial. Everyone thought that, oh, Winks, if we couldn't, you know, if he gets injured, I think we'll be lost. I think now the only player I fear we losing is Ndidi, because our team was, you know, he was making tackles, the through balls to front. I think he's more important than Winks.
I don't know, you know, because I didn't think Wilfred Ndidi played too well yesterday. I think his touches on the ball were absolutely woeful.
I think he may have made some mistakes, but don't you feel that his manner?
He's better than Cassidy. He's better than other players in that role. He has to be in that role for our best 11. But what I will say about the Winks being suspended is I don't think we missed him too much. I don't think we missed Winks too much. And I think Chowdhury, to be honest, did very well in that position to say that he's trying to take place of someone who's been the best player this season for us. So,
yeah. I mean, Mark, if you have Winks and Ndidi on the same time, no team can beat us. I reckon if we had Winks and Ndidi on this pitch at the same time, we would have beaten Leeds, we would have beaten Middlesbrough. But, you know.
Yeah, let's see what people are saying. Vardy is a game changer. Yes. Andy Meadow says Nacho was shocking as usual. Again, if you played Vardy from the start and then Nacho came on, I would have probably said that Nacho was
playing. Same thing.
It just changes the game. And that's maybe where we're all kind of not getting bored, but we're all getting a bit frustrated with not scoring so early on. It's because we're not playing, whoever's the striker's not doing enough. And that's where we need to either. I was always calling for the first half saying, do you know what? With how Nacho's playing, we need to bring on Cannon or Daka. Obviously, Daka wasn't on the bench, but Cannon just gives a bit of a new fresh style to the game because he's not played. We don't know how well he's going to play, but we know what Vardy and Iheanacho is going to give us. One of them's going to give us a bit of intense pressure and one's just going to be there to hopefully slot it in at times. So, for me, I'd probably like to see Cannon against Wednesday, one of the easiest sides in the league. Obviously, it's never going to be easy. But
we said that at QPR, didn't we? We thought we're going to go to QPR and rinse them, and we just won. So I'm not going to go into Sheffield Wednesday and think, right, it's going to be an absolute walkover. I think they'll be play low block, part to break down, you know, but hopefully we'll do get the win. And I agree, bring on Cannon and maybe even Daka. I think. Mm. Start Cannon, bring on Daka.
Daka's scoring for Zambia. Yes, he might be against a load of African teams, but he's scoring goals, and that's what you need to get. That's what you need to get in players in the strikers, because Iheanacho is not scoring for his national team. Vardy obviously isn't getting to England, so Vardy's got to be doing it for Leicester, and hopefully Daka comes back in at some point and does it for us. Even though a lot of people slate him, I think. You might want to see someone like Daka if Nacho is not having his shooting boots on. Tom does say here that he does start Cannon against Wednesday and then Vardy against West Brom because of his record. Completely agree. You know what record Vardy has against West Brom at their ground. But we'll go back to the game then, Jono. Watford 2-0. Who do you think are the outstanding players? Because first half, again, I think most can agree it wasn't the greatest half of football, but we had a few chances. And for me, I think the outstanding player for me was either Vestergaard or I was going to say Hamza Chowdhury, but I don't know if there's anyone else you would say that has.
It has to be Vardy. You can't not say Vardy, Dewsbury Hall. You know, his cross to get Vardy's first goal. I mean, his free kick. He almost scored when he turned and hit the post. So, Dewsbury Hall for me was brilliant. Vardy, Vardy, for me, even though he didn't play the whole match, him and he came on and changed the dynamic of the game. So I reckon Dewsbury Hall and Vardy as well as the, you know, the players you mentioned as well.
I don't know, you know, this might be controversial, but I don't think KDH had a great game. I don't think he did. I think at times when the likes of Iheanacho comes back deeper and it basically gets into the defence, how he comes back to hold the ball up, we're left with Dewsbury Hall and Didi and the wingers. The wingers are fine because they obviously are attacking players. But when it comes to Dewsbury Hall and Ndidi, they just don't look like an attacking player. Do you know what I mean?
We don't always be attacking. Like, what all needs to be more defensive.
No, I get that. But that's where, surely, that's where Ndidi's that player.
Well, maybe
I don't see any of them two players being that creative, attacking-minded player. For me, anyway, we've seen Dewsbury Hall the last year playing that box-to-box style player, but he's not that creative, attacking number eight, like number 10 in a way. That's where they're meant to be playing. And as much as, you know, Dewsbury Hall's getting goals at times, he doesn't look like a much of a threat at times for me. Yes, he had a good chance, but
if Dewsbury Hall, for me, like, even though he wasn't like the, you know, outstanding player, he put in a massive shift. Like, last season,
and that's why I'm saying his work rate, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to question it.
But I just think half the players didn't even like put an effort in. That's why he got relegated, because half the players didn't put the effort in. This season, every player is putting in a shift. So even though he didn't have an outstanding game, if he didn't put in a shift, that'll be, you know, a position that wasn't the best. So I reckon he put in a shift and also had really good moments.
No, I agree. Obviously, he had that chance where he hit the post. But I think the way I look at it is the style and formation we're playing now with the one striker, two in behind, wingers, and then the two in deep with Winks and someone like Ricardo. It works, but I feel like we're playing quite a few players out of position. I feel like Dewsbury Hall shouldn't be in that attacking role. And I don't think
Ndidi
should be there.
But that's because Winks is injured. We've had to be a shuffle because we've always said that Winks' position is hard to fill. So that's why we've had to shuffle a bit of midfield.
No, I mean, all season we've been playing, like I say, we've been playing Ndidi and Dewsbury Hall in that role that I don't think either of them can play like to the level. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to slate them. I'm just saying that I don't think they're to the level we need him in this style of play to be that style. But then again, we have got the higher level players to play there. So I'm not saying that we were crap or they aren't good enough. But as someone says here, I think all the players was 6 or 7 rated yesterday. So I don't think anyone was great. And as we're talking about that, Jamie at the airport is here.
How are you, lads? How are you? Hello. You good?
I'm good. You?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, all good.
You get pulled up by security?
Oh, I'm all right. I mean, I'm through. I mean, I'm just, if Macca's watching, I'm right outside where Pete McIntosh is in there.
Yes, he's in there.
So if he's watching... Yeah, he's in there. So if he's watching, come out and say hello to me. Yeah, what can you say? We won 2-0. What more do you want? The first half was a little bit, but the second half improved. It's the system. Not many of us like that. Well, a lot of us like this. Some don't. It's winning. We're winning games. That's all that matters, though, isn't it? I've come around to the fact everyone knows that I'm not liking this system, but we're winning. That's all that matters. As long as we're winning, we're grinding teams down. And that's all we need, isn't it? 2 points in the bag, 3 points, another 3 points, 42 out from 17 games.
Well, like you said,
Watford were no easy. Watford weren't as easy as we thought. They'd gone unbeaten 6 games, and they've got more clean sheets than anybody in that league. But we made them look terrible yesterday. Watford looked like nothing yesterday to me.
Well, you said to me yesterday, literally the moment we went out the ground, and said that the score's better than the performance. Like I say, It overshadows the performance because I don't think the performance was amazing. Like Tom said, it was about 6 or 7 all over. But
the last 20 minutes was good. The last 20 minutes was good. We ground them down. That's the thing. We ground them down. And yeah, I've got my cup of tea. I haven't had time to get a cup of tea. I've had problems getting in. There's Reedy drinking me tea. But we grind them down, and that's what I think. That's how it's going to be played now this year. All we've got to do is just keep winning games, and the more games we win, the better we will be done by Christmas, by the way we keep going.
Plus, yeah, Southampton drew, Leeds drew, Ipswich lost, all went Leicester City's way yesterday.
I know I've always said you've got to keep an eye on the other games, but I think now it's just our own now. Mm-hmm. Forget about the 10-point gap between Leeds, the 3-point gap to Ipswich. It's us. It's just keep winning games. No, if the more games we win, the less chance teams have got to catch us up.
Yeah, I completely agree. A lot of people are saying in the comments, Jamie, that because obviously we've got Wednesday next, who aren't in the greatest of form, do you take out Vardy and Weston for West Brom and you do try someone like Cannon? Obviously, we didn't see him yesterday from the bench, but...
I'm not sure Cannon will start. I think he'll start with Nacho again and bring Vardy on. And Vardy likes a goal at the Hawthorns, doesn't he? He loves a goal.
Why I'm saying we're resting for that game.
Especially that corner, that right-hand corner at the opposite of the from the in the away end. He loves that corner, doesn't he? So, I mean, the one I feel not sorry for is Cody. Cody's come here to be the leader, and Cody can't get in the team. But Wout Fez and Vestergaard are doing well. They're doing well, and look, they're all going work, but all going on a long haul flight. I think they are.
Jamie, man of the match for yesterday then. Obviously, there was quite a few...
Man of the match. I mean, Dewsbury all had a decent game, didn't it? But it didn't... Just before we go on to the man of the match, didn't it change a little bit? When Dewsbury all went off, we looked a bit uncertain at the back, didn't we? It was about a few minutes, and you're thinking, when will 1-0 up? And it... But you can't play every minute of the game. Dewsbury all had a good... They all had good games, but they weren't... I don't think there was one outstanding. I thought Wout Fez had a good game. That runny went all the way through, and the crowd were going...
Sam was telling me about that run, and I was down in the stands by that point, and I didn't see it. But Tom's comment here, for me, I think did well. For Vestergaard, the anticipation and the way he played against their front line, every time the ball came over, he made sure that the player wasn't getting to the ball. Don't get me wrong, it's what he's meant to be doing as a defender, but I just thought he was outstanding again yesterday.
I mean, you've been bigging him up for the last 2 years, haven't you, Vestergaard? You've loved him. And now it's only the Championship, but he's putting in the performances we need at this moment in time. I don't think he will be an outstanding Premiership player, but at the moment in time, he's doing the job that we need him to do. And I think that's fantastic. But as for the man of the match... I don't know, probably got to give it Vardy for the two goals.
I think you've got to give it him.
Vardy. And not just his goals, but his work rate, you know, getting back, tackling, winning the ball, pushing forward, Vardy all day.
I don't know whether anyone's mentioned this, but I'd just like to give thanks to the referee yesterday because I thought he was outstanding.
Yes, yeah.
And you know what? He was good. It showed how good he was because he is an ex-player. He played for England, He's a semi-professional player. He never made it league, but he was a semi-professional player. And he knew how to control that game. And he knew how to play football. Mm-hmm. Whereas some of the referees we have now don't know
football,
the ins and outs. They've got no common sense. And the referee yesterday was, I thought, was fantastic. Was probably the best referee we've had this season. I think his name was Sean Allison. I think it was something like that.
Jamie, he's asking for you.
Macca. Whereabouts? Where are you? Well, I'm not sure. This is the Macca. Look, I'm here. I'm outside here. The number one lounge. If you're anywhere near there, that's where I am.
I think he said he's at the Aspire lounge.
Oh, is it the Aspire? Oh, I'm not chasing after you, Macca. I don't know where the Aspire lounge is. I'm here anyway. We're at the same place. Just around the corner. Thank you. Someone's just told me where it is. She was listening. What? Go on, carry on talking about football while I find the Aspire Lounge.
So, like you said, the referee was good, and it's mad to say, isn't it? Because we've barely ever rated a ref this year.
Yeah,
and it's good to see because when it's consistent and when it's good, it's fair. Like I say, the Vardy yellow card for kicking the ball out was completely fair enough.
Yeah,
and then obviously that tackle he made on the halfway line, which we all know is Vardy's style. And he probably could have been sent off for it if he wasn't lucky. But it was a good tackle.
Well, I thought, because we were together, weren't we, when the red card... I thought it was a straight red, but it wasn't. It was two yellows, wasn't it? Because it was he got booked for running all the length of the pitch and trying to get Vardy booked on that tackle, wasn't it?
Exactly. So, again, fair play to the ref. He did well there.
Sorry, move on. Oh, yeah, see it. Thank you. But I'm just sorry, I found it. I'm going to see Macca at the airport.
We move on to Wednesday then. And it should be a win, shouldn't it? I think you don't go into that game expecting it, but.
We said that about QPR. It's not going to be easy. If they play a low block and frustrate us, you never know. So we've just got to take it.
Yeah, it's one of them things, isn't it? It's going to be a tough game. They're all going to be tough games.
Does anyone switch out for you, Jamie? Does McAteer get dropped for Fatawu? Because he did. I thought he did well when he came on.
Yeah, I think Fatawu. I think he will come on. So I've just found this by lounge. So hopefully Macca will come out and see me. There we are. I'm right outside it for you, Macca. I think McAteer will. I think he needs a break because he was probably the only one that didn't really look the best. So Fatawu will probably come in for him. I think Nacho will start. I don't think Cannon will, unless he. I don't know.
He's
only planning to give him an hour.
I think there's a chance where Cannon does come in because it is the lower team in the league. As much as we can't diss Wednesday because any game can be a win for anyone. I think this is where you've got to give Cannon a chance in a way. And obviously, Tom says here, Winks does come back in after this suspension.
Well, Winks will come in for Chowdhury, won't he? Winks will come in for Chowdhury. And then Ricardo were back at fullback, the inverted fullback, whatever that bloody means nowadays. Yeah. So all these new school terms, just give me old school no matter what. I can't see there being many changes at all. I don't know. It's stick with what we know, really. Stick the best. But Cannon might get a start and might get 60 minutes, and then they bring either Vardy or Nacho on, depending on what kind of game it is.
We were saying that both either striker who comes on off the pitch, off the bench, normally gives the better performance, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. So, I think Macca's decided he's staying in there. He's not wanting to come out. I can't go in. I'm not posh enough to go in there. Oh, here he is. Hello, pal. Here he is.
There he is.
Hi, lads.
There's Macca.
How you going, pal?
Yeah.
You good?
Are you watching it? Look.
I'm watching now.
He's watching me, watching you.
Inception.
But yes, it's good. So what do you think yesterday then?
Good game. Very slow.
Yeah.
Build up and everything. But, you know, usual thing, we won it. You know.
I was just complimenting the referees. I know you don't like referees. Yes, what did you think to the referee yesterday?
Some of the decisions were poor, I thought.
Yeah.
Some were good. You know, normal free kicks, you know, tugging. Never get any of that.
Yeah. But, you know, it was an ex-player.
Yes, yeah.
Do you think the ex-players will be best to referee games?
Of course they will, yeah. Yeah, they know better than us.
See, Macca knows his stuff. There you are. He's going back in for his free food. I take it she won't let you listen to it in there then.
Yeah, I've been listening to you. Oh. I've been sitting there listening. I've lost contact now.
Oh, he's lost contact. Yeah, but look, you see, you're live now. You're not watching it. You're actually live. You've made it.
Yeah, but I'm not there, am I?
You're not there. Right, he's going to go in and carry on his free food because this young lad,
young man, off,
Barbados, is it? He's going Barbados for Jamaican cruise.
Yeah,
there you go.
So I'm going to miss a few games. Sorry, lads.
I'm in the wrong job. He's going Barbados and I've got to go back to Mallorca. Back up. We shall see you later.
Yeah.
Be good.
Safe journey, mate.
And you.
See you soon.
Enjoy yourself.
Cheers, lads. All the best.
Bye.
Thank you.
We bring everything here, don't we? Get them come out of the free lounge just to come and see us.
Yeah, one thing I was going to mention about yesterday's game, actually, I completely forgot, was Kel beat his man twice in that last third, and they absolutely got tugged on twice, and that's what I think Michael was mentioning, and nothing was given for any of them, and he could have been one-on-one in both of them challenges.
It was disappointing. I think that got to Nacho, didn't it? His head sort of went then, and he wasn't really in the game very much after that. I think he was getting a bit cheesed off with it. He looked a bit disheartened, didn't he? But I think you've just got to take the rough with the smooth sometimes in football, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, before we do finish, Jamie, we need a score prediction for Wednesday. on Wednesday?
Score prediction? Well, it's got to be a win, hasn't it? I'm not going to go from a normal 2-2 draw. It's going to be, they've got to win. 2-3-0. I'll go for 3-0. 3-0, no, clean sheet. My mate, the big Ginger D-Dar, big Sheffield United Wednesday fan, won't be happy at all with that prediction.
Jono, score prediction, mate?
2-0. 2-0 Leicester, Vardy to score, and also I'm going to give Mavididi 2-0.
Okay, fair enough.
Mavididi.
For me, I'm going to go for a 3-0. And I think Cannon's going to start and get a couple. I think we need to see him start scoring.
Yeah,
now,
I think Cannon must start this game.
I think there's one way you've got to kind of give him the chance, because he's not got that big of an opposition to face. And I don't think, like I say, Iheanacho's not done too much recently, so I think you might as well give him a chance.
John Townsend got 4-0 to Wednesday.
4-0 Wednesday.
Jono, we missed him yesterday, Reader. He was at the game yesterday. We missed him.
Oh.
It was inside.
4-0 on Wednesday. I don't know.
He was inside the Blues bar, but we're outside the Blues bar.
Oh, he should have come out then, shouldn't he? He knows where we are every game.
Well, but anyway, yeah. So, what more do we want? 3 points.
Craig says 3-0. And then Carlos says it'll be on with Jono 2-0. There we go. Ben Morgan also says 4-0 City. So get your views in, get your comments in. Jamie, do you want to say a final goodbye to England before we get back
final
to
final goodbye? Well, I'll do my normal finish, even though you're going to finish the show. Ciao, ciao. Adios. Goodbye. Arrivederci. Come on, you Foxes. We'll see you all on Wednesday at Wednesday. Come on, Leicester. Chill out, lads.
See you in a bit. John, I appreciate you coming in today, and we'll catch you. Are you doing the watch along on Wednesday at all, or?
I might do. Yes, I'm 90% sure I will do. So have to wait and see.
Okay, no worries. Right, we'll catch you on the next show. See you in a bit, mate. And there you go, guys. Another aftermath show done. Another win, back on the table, and we are now 3 points clear of second place. Get your views in. Get your comments in, as always. And this is Leicester Fan TV. We'll catch you all on the next show. See you in a bit, guys.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, Everards, Barlow Blinds, Booker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit LeicesterFanTV.com for all the latest news, views and videos.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.